on the windowsill, then chaytusin. Then it's called the good chatzitzis. The mind and the shear of tefach tefach, it would stop the tumah from coming through. But the yimlav, if these things cannot stay by itself, then ain chaytusin. Then they're not called the good chatzitzah. And Rashi explains, because the actual chovius, the barrel and the basket themselves, they cannot be a chatzitza, because they're makabel tumah. Therefore, we have to look, if they would not be here, would the oichel or with the tevin itself be able to stand and make a chatzitza, then it helps. Now the question is, why? For a tevin shtrua, chozil lebehemtoi, even if you want to say it wasn't hukshel makabel tumah yet, but it's edible, it's usable, you give it to the animal to eat. So you're not going to leave it there. Shmuel says anything you'll take away to use is not mamayit. So if it's true, you could use to give to the animals. So Gemara says, we're talking about the saria. We're talking about that Rashi says, Nirkav, it like rotted away already. The shtrua, it rotted away, you can't even feed it to the animals. Fred Gemara, but chosin latina. But listen, you could use it to make cement with it. So you're not mavatlet there. Chosin latina. So Gemara says, true, the yispe koitzi. We're talking about, though, that it has kitzim, it has thorns inside this drawer. Therefore, you can't use it to make cement either. So, Marius, but still, chozi la'asaka, you could use it for fuel, to make a fire, to burn things with it. So, Marius says, b'metuna, we're talking about that it's wet. If it's wet, you can't use it for fuel. So, Marius says, so what? But chozi la'hesek godol, if you have a big fire, a big bonfire, it's still usable. So, Marius says, no, hesek godol la'shriach. It's not shriach to have a hesek godol. So, therefore, this room straw that's wet, you have no use for it. Therefore, if it itself would stay on the windowsill, it would be considered a chatzitza. It would stop the tumah from coming through. Then the next case is gregris, dried out figs. So Marius also, ayah chazilei, you could eat them. So why does it say it's mamayit? So Marius says, amar Shmuel, Shmuel answers, vishahas rifu. We're talking about here that it became wormy, that these figs are wormy, they're not edible, you're not going to use them. And v'chein tona rabba barahua bishahis rifu. We're talking about that these figs became wormy, and therefore you would leave them there. You don't need them, you're not going to use them. Therefore that's the locha, that if they could stay on the window without its barrel, then it would be a good chatzitza. Now the Gemara is, chai chov yitzechidomi. Like you're telling me now, the barrel itself is not good for chatzitza. It's not good, why? Because it's makabel tumah. But the Havaminyus, we're talking about now, a barrel made out of a kli cheres. An earthly barrel. Now, Echidami, how is this barrel situated? How is it staying in the window? If the mouth of the barrel is on the outside, Litzad Habayis, Rashi says, Shein HaMeis B'Toichoi, the mouth of it is facing the other room where the mace is not. So which side of the barrel is facing the room of the mace? The outer side of the barrel. So then the Gemara asks the question, He Gufa Tichoitz, that the barrel itself should be called a good chatzitza, even though it's makabel tumah. But the klal is to hokli cheres einoy metamei migaboy. That a kli cheres is not makabel tumah from the back of it; it's only makabel tumah from the inside of it. See, if you're telling me now that the back of the barrel is facing the room where the mace is, so that part of the kli cheres is not makabel tumah. So since that part is not makabel tumah, that should be called a good chatzitza. So even the barrel itself should be called a good chatzitza, should be memayat in the chaloyim. Like, why do we say we only have to look as if the barrel, without the barrel? The barrel should also be good. So Gemara says, true, el depum elagav. We're talking about that the mouth, the opening of this barrel, is facing the room where the mace is. So therefore, the tumah goes inside the barrel and it's metama, the barrel. Therefore, it cannot be called a good chatzitza. And the boy is saying, another terrorist I could tell you, li'olam rilu depum elabar. We're talking about the mouth is facing outside. So inside towards the mace is only the outside of the barrel. But hoka, b'mayaskinon, b'chov yeshomatchis. Here we're talking about a metal barrel. A metal barrel is makabel tumah both inside and outside, therefore the barrel itself cannot be a chatzitza. Therefore we have to consider only the terrorists themselves without the barrel. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says, "Meisvei have a kasha new Shmuel." It says, "Alocha asovim shetol shon vehenichem lechaloyim." If you have asovim grass that you pulled off, and now you put them on this chaloyim that's exactly tefach by tefach, and now the Esav, this grass, takes away from the shear. Or else the grass grew up by itself, and now it's inside the window. Or else you have rigs. Shame behem shalosh al shalosh, that the rigs are not three tefachim by three tefachim. They're not makabel tuma, and they are now situated inside this window on the windowsill. Or else vi yoever vi habosar hamududolim the vehemel v'chaya. Or else you have a limb of a vehemel v'chaya. Or else you have a bosa, a piece of meat that's like hanging from the animal itself. The animal is alive, but it's bosar hamududolim. Rashi says shetlushin, it's like ripped off a piece of meat. But umurim, the mixas, are still a little bit attached to the animal. And this meat now with the limb is staying on the window. Or else, v'oif, sheshochen b'chaloin. Or else, if you have a bird that's resting now on this window. Or else, v'oif, kechovim sheyoshe b'chaloin. You have a goy that's sitting on this window still now. Or else, uben shmoine hamunach b'chaloin. Or else, you have an 8-month-old baby that was born after 8 months. And the locher is, that baby for sure is going to die. So that baby now is on the windowsill. We'll soon see all these cases are considered a good chatzitza. It stops the tumor from coming in. The hamelach, and also we have salt there. Or kli cheres, and we have a kli cheres there. Again, like Rashi says, she'achrob letzad oil atumah, that the back of it is facing the room where the mace is. Therefore, the kli cheres itself is not makabel tumah. Therefore, it's called a good chatzitza. And the sefer Torah, or we have the sefer Torah lying there on the windowsill. Kulam memayatin b'chaloin. All these cases, they take away from the shear of a tefach and a tefach, and therefore they consider the good chatzitza, they stop the tumor from coming through. Avol but hasheleg, if you have snow, if you have borot, if you have hail, if you have glit, if you have like ice, ukfor, and you have like frost, if you have mayim, if you have water, kulam ain't memayatin b'chaloin. All these things are not memayat b'chaloin. Since these things melt away, they don't stay there, therefore they're not called the good chatzitza. Now the question though, in the ratio we learned, for hasovim, there's grass that grows, or the grass that you put on the windowsill, lukura, why is it called memayit? Why is it called the good chatzitza? Chazil lebhemtai. You could take it and use it to feed your animals with it. So according to Shmuel, anything that you could use is not called the chatzitza. So the more answers we're talking about over here, the afrasta. We're talking about this type of grass, Rashi says, vusam hamovis. It's like poison ivy. Lebeimah for the animal. Therefore, you're not going to use it for your animals. Therefore, you'll leave it there. Therefore, it's called a good mechitza. It's called a good chatzitza. The next case is, oisholo me'aleim, or else that the zroyim grew up by itself. So, more is the question, kivun de kosher lekoisel, shokoli. Like we learned before, you're not allowed to put zroyim next to a wall. So the fact that the things are growing next to the wall is harmful for the wall. So for sure you're going to uproot them and throw it away. It's not going to stay there. Rabbi says the case is like this. The Kaisel Churba. We're talking about now that this Kaisel, the wall, isn't a Churba. It's a haunted place. You don't care about it. So therefore you're not going to throw away the Zeroyim. The grass that's growing there. Rabbi Papa says, no. Ah, feel the Kaisel Yisha. Even if you want to say we're talking about a regular kaisel in a regular house, in a yishuv. So then it's a shver that this royal lechur ruined the kaisel, so you're for sure not going to leave it there, you're for sure going to throw it away. The answer is, bevoyin chutz l'shloisha l'chalein. We're talking about that the roots are planted 3 tefachim away from the wall, and they grow straight up. And now, by the window, like bend over. Therefore, these are stubborn that are growing like into the window, they're not ruining the wall. Therefore, that could be mamayit, that could take away from the shear of a tefach by a tefach. Then the next case was matlonius, that if you have rigs that are not 3 by 3, they're not makabel tuma, they could be mamayit. So, where's the question? Why? Chodzele lekriya de levusha. You could use it for a patch. If you have a hole in your pants, you could use that material, that rig, for a patch. So, something you could use. So, where it says bismichta. We're talking about that it's a very thick material. Since it's thick material, therefore you can't use it for a patch. Samaria still though, chazi liyumna, but still an umin. Rashi is like a surgeon, when he lets out blood, he needs something to wash down or to wipe off the blood. So he would use this thick material. Samaria says, beriska. It's almost like a sack that the outside is not smooth. It could scratch you. So therefore you're not going to use it to wipe off blood. For the Gemara, beriska, we're talking about now a sack. Shein Boshol Shasholish, what does the Brisa say? As long as it's not 3x3 Tfachim, then it's Tama Kabatumo. It should have said rather, Shein Ben Arbo Al Arbo, because a look of a sack, the other Torah says 4x4 is the Shir Tzvi Makabatumo. Me boiler, that's what it should have said. As long as it's less than 4x4, it could even be 3x3, still it could be Mamayat. So my answer is, I'll tell you, Kain Riska, Enechlam, it doesn't mean a real sack here. It means a rag, material. Just this material is very coarse, very harsh. It can scratch you like a sack would do. Then the next case was, V'yo'ever, V'yahabosar ha'madudolim v'behemo. If you have a piece of meat, or you have a limb of an animal, lying on the windowsill. So that's Mamayit. So why? Because the animal is still alive, therefore it's not makabotumah, therefore it could be called a good katitza. So the question, Uvechayo arka v'yozlo l'chura, they'll run away? Listen, the animal's alive. The animal will run away. So why is it called staying there? It's not called a chatitza. So my answer is b'kshura. We're talking about the animal is tied down. So Gemara is soat shachiklo l'chura. What you're going to do now is shech this animal. If the animal like is going to die later, it's not a trait for yet, I haven't mean it was. So it's aiming to make a shechita now. If you're going to shech this, it's not going to stay there. So my answer is no betuma, betumeya. We're talking about the animal of the Tumeya, or else we're talking about that it's a treifa, that you're not going to shecht it. Fred Gemara, so what? But mazvin lola nochri. Listen, you'll sell it now to the guy, and the guy will be able to use this meat. So again, this meat is not going to stay on the window. It should be muta. It should not be called a chatitza. It's not meant to be taken away. So we're talking about the kechusha, a very lean meat that is not worth anything. Even a guy would not buy it. Posik Shef and more still, Posik Shagil Ola Klovin. Well listen, even so, you'll take it and throw it to your dogs. Still worth it to give it to your dogs to eat. So Marin says, Kivon di Yikut Sar Balachayim. We're talking about right now that the animal is still alive. So to pull off this limb or to pull off this meat that's hanging is tremendous sar, it's pain to the animal. So therefore, Layovid, people will not pull off this piece of meat now to give it to the dogs because of Sar Balachayim. Then the next case of the Breiser is V'oif She'eshochen B'chaloin. If you have a bird that's resting on the window, so that's Mamayit. So Gemara asks why? Korach V'yozel, the bird could fly away, it's not only meant to stay there. So Gemara is talking about Pekosher, where the bird is tied down. So Gemara still asks, Shochet Lai, listen, Mestam, you're going to shech the bird. Gemara says, no, but Tumeya. For the Gemara, good Mazvan Olanochri, but he could sell it to a guy. The Gemara B'chal Nisa, we're talking about that the bird is a very lean bird. It's not worth it to sell the guy, would not buy it. For the Gemara though, good, but Yoyev Le Linuka, you give it to your kids to play with it, it's still worth it, you still take it away. And the Gemara of Masaret, someone has like claws, it has nails, it will scratch your son. You won't give it to your kids to play with. For the Gemara of Kalnisa, it's a very lean bird here, Le Masaret, they do not have claws, nails, they don't scratch. And the Gemara means to say, Cain Kalnisa. It means a bird like a Kalnisa, that is very skinny, very lean, so it's not worth it to sell to a guy. And also you would not give it to kids to play with because it could scratch you. Therefore, you'll leave it there. Then the next case of the Breiser is, V'yoyvit kechovim sheyosha b'chaloin. We have the guy that's sitting on the windowsill. For the Gemara, akoyi v'yozel, he'll get up and move away. Why could he be mamayit? He's not going to stay there. And the Gemara b'kofos, he's tied down. So Gemara says, so what? Osi chavre shorilei. Listen, it's a person. He'll call his friend. His friend will untie him. Like a person is not going to stay there. And the Gemara b'mitzayra, talking about that the person untied up on this window still is a mitzayra. So nobody will come over to untie and we stay away from a mitzayra, from a leprosy. But the Gemara, osi mitzayra chavre sharulei, no, good, he has the mitzaras, he has leprosy. But another friend that has saras will also come and help him and untie him. The Gemara says, Rad el kais klambar over here, elo bechavushe malchus, a person that's like put in prison by the government. He's tied up by the government. They tied him up to stay there now. Therefore, nobody will untie him. Therefore, in such a case where a guy is tied up in the windowsill now, and he's going to stay there now for a while, he would be mamayit. A guy is not mekabel tumah. Therefore, he could be a chatzitza bein hatumah. Then the next case of the Breiser is ubein shmoina hamuna pechaloin. If you have an 8-month-old baby that's lying there on the windowsill, he's mamayit. Sumaria swai asiima darile. Listen, the mother's going to come and take the baby away. It's still alive right now. True, it's going to die. But because the man's alive, the mother takes care of it. Now the Gemara of Shabbos, we're talking about now that it's there on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, this kid is muksa, you're not allowed to touch him. Since he's going to die, he's like a mace for Hilchos Muksa. The Tanya we learned, Then Shemayin, if you have a kid that's an 8 month old baby, Harayu Kievin, he's like a stone that's muksa. And the Yosla Tatli, you're not allowed to touch him for Shabbos on Shabbos. But the mother, Soich Olav is allowed to bend over, Umanikosle, and nurse him. Without touching him, just letting him nurse. If Nei Asakona, of course it's Sakona, like, you're not supposed to let him die. As long as he can live, you have to let him live. So here kids we're talking about now on Shabbos, so on Shabbos the kid will not move. So Sechidish, here you see it's enough. As long as he'll stay, they'll be there for one complete day.